Welcome to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. This is for you if you're an online coach, creative, or service provider looking to scale your income and impact without burning out. I know that you want to deeply serve your clients, grow your income, and build a thriving online business without having to sacrifice your time, energy, or personal life. And I'm here to help you achieve exactly that. I'm your host, Steph Dunn, and I'm going to be sharing with you intuitive strategies, practical tips, and powerful stories. So let's go. Okay, in this episode, we are going to be talking about the foundation of any good launch, and that is having a really great offer to sell. I think when we think about launching, a lot of the content around launching out there is focused around the actual selling, which I know when you are in a launch period, the most public part of it, of course, is the active selling. But the foundation of being able to sell an offer really well, especially repeatedly over time, having multiple launches, is by having a really great offer itself that you are selling. And this is not to say that you can just make a great offer and it's the only thing you need for a good launch. Like, you obviously need the skill to be able to sell it. But when you intentionally create an offer and you know exactly who it's for, what it is they desire, and you have a framework that you can guide them through in order to reach that outcome, it makes the marketing so much easier because you can use all these different aspects that you come up with within your offer in order to create your content strategy and ensure that you are really clearly communicating what it is that you are selling. I think there used to be a time when it was pretty easy to get away with selling like really vague offers or even mystery offers where like people don't actually know what they're purchasing. And that's one of my biggest icks when it comes to like online courses, but that's like a whole other story, a whole other rant. But yeah, I think unfortunately people have been burnt by their investments in the past and they really desire transparency. They want to know what it is they're purchasing. They want to know that it will help them in their specific situation. And that means that we need to be really intentional about the creation process for our offer. And if you are selling something before you've created it, I don't think that you can truly, clearly, and confidently communicate your offer and have the confidence in knowing that what you've created is of high quality and can create deep transformation. And if you don't have that, that will 100% ripple into the rest of your launch, because if you are not 100% stoked and confident on what you're selling, that will be felt by your community. They will pick up on that energy and it will affect your launch. And I know a lot of coaches will tell you to sell your offer before you create it in order to validate it, to make sure that you're not wasting time creating something that no one's going to buy. But I personally do not like that approach for several reasons. And there are plenty of other ways that you can validate your offer idea prior to creating and selling it to make sure that it will sell and that people will want it. You don't need to just sell it first. And I also want to say this doesn't mean that you need to have everything 100% completed before you sell it, but by creating it, having the outline done, knowing what's included, and being really clear on that, it makes everything so much easier within your launch. So inside of my new program, when it comes to offer creation, I teach a lot on the idea of continuous refinement. So I think when you care so deeply about the impact that your offers have on your community, it can be really easy to get stuck in this perfectionist mode, which then can really easily lead to never actually launching your offer because you're just stuck in this process of wanting to make it perfect and have every like single detail figured out before you launch it. But it's so important to like just do it, obviously, like get it done and sell it. And so yeah, I teach on this idea of like, what is the minimum that needs to be done for your offer in order for you to feel really confident about it and to actually deliver the promise that you are selling? And then as you build momentum and you create results, you can refine this. So this is kind of like the concept of your minimal viable product, like create that, and then as time goes on, go back and refine it. So you can refilm certain content, you can add new content, you can update the resources. Of course, you'll want to start implementing feedback that you get from people that have gone through it. And yeah, if you have the mindset of wanting to create and forget about your offer, then that's not going to work here. But basically what we want to do is build momentum and build the trust muscle that we can have an idea, we can create it, and we can launch it whilst also having that student and like client experience front of mind. So let's dive into what makes a really good offer. So the first thing is having a really clear transformation and a really clear path to obtain that transformation. So when we create an offer, we want to know what the current state of our ideal client is and how this is manifesting within their life. So what are their thoughts like? What are their beliefs? What actions are they taking? What are the tangible things that are showing up in their life? And then, of course, we want to know what their desired state is and what this looks and feels like, again, both in relation to tangible and intangible outcomes. So if we're speaking about our client's current state, and let's just say that you are a business coach, then tangible things that they might be experiencing would be maybe their income level, the number of students that they're getting within each of their offer, maybe their like re-sign rate on current clients. Like, they're all tangible things, they're really easy to measure. Hey, it's me, and I just want to take a little pause in this episode for a moment to ask you a question. And that is, are you desiring your next level of business expansion, but you want to know exactly what it's going to take to get you there? Then I have created something just for you. I want to show you how you can earn more money, work less, and deepen your impact when you introduce a strategic, scalable offer into your business. So head to the show notes now to access the Scalability Potential Calculator, where I can show you just how achievable your next level is. Okay, let's get back to the episode. The intangible things could be that they are feeling really overwhelmed. They don't feel like they can take time off in their business without completely having to start again. Or they are maybe in their behavior, they are avoiding their finances because they know their income's not where it needs to be in order to cover their expenses. We really want to understand both of those states. And once we're really clear on those two states, then we can intentionally build our offer and our unique framework or methodology as the bridge between where they currently are and where they desire to be. And because we know our clients so well, we're going to know what challenges might come up along the way and what support they'll need. And then we can build that within our offer so that we know that we're supporting them on that transformation. Because if we're not really clear on that, what we'll end up doing is just including things in our offer because we feel like we should. We see other people within our industry and within our niche doing it, not because we know that they are the things that are actually needed to support our clients on their journey. So one key thing that you can do to ensure that you have a clear transformation is to focus on the rule of one. So you want to solve one problem and for one person within your offer. Whenever I see people marketing and selling their offers and they are saying things like, this is going to help you with it, like regardless of if you're at this stage or at this stage, or if you feel this or feel that. And I'm talking about like things that are pretty like contrasting, not like things that are quite similar. But for example, like if I'm looking at offers that are business related and they're like, this is going to help you whether you are like brand new to business or whether you've been in your business for a few years, they are like quite different states for people to be in. And that's like really confusing, and it makes it really hard for people to figure out if they are the right fit for your offer or not. And whilst your offer may provide value to people at multiple stages, that is not where you should be focusing. We really want to be clear about the problem we solve and who we're solving it for, because if we're trying to appeal to everyone, we're going to end up just like throwing anything and everything within our courses to make sure that it's like appealing to multiple people, and it's just going to dilute the message and dilute the transformation that we're trying to deliver, and it just is confusing for everyone involved, yourself and your clients. And I guess just a bit of a caveat here, like depending on the intimacy and the duration of your offer, like you may actually be solving multiple problems, but they're all going to fall under the umbrella of one bigger problem. And that's what we want to be focusing on when it comes to creating our offer, creating the transformation, and also marketing it. So the second thing that I want to speak to in terms of having a really great offer is the actual like delivery and client experience within your offer. And I think because I've been in like some sort of operations or like client experience role for the last, I don't know, like 12 to 15 years, I'm really passionate about creating a great client experience. And it's really not that hard when you know what you're doing and you have a bit of a process to follow. But it is so important that as soon as your client purchases that offer, they have a really smooth onboarding. They know exactly what their next step is, how they can make their way through the content or the course or whatever it is that you're selling, and they don't feel overwhelmed. Like, we want to make this a good experience from the very minute that they purchase and even before. So when we talk about this experience, we can break it down into three different areas. The first is onboarding, which is everything from signing up to actually starting the course or the experience. The second is the delivery, which is how they interact with all of the inclusions of what they've purchased. So this is things like if you're selling a course, like the pre-recorded course content, the resources, the live calls, the support, if there's any support included. And then the offboarding process, which, to be honest, I feel like is a really forgotten piece when it comes to online courses. Like, I don't know, people just forget that, like, at a certain point, people finish the course and that needs to be like an intentional process. But some things to think about when it comes to, the offboarding is obviously from once they finish the content to like then exiting the course. And this offboarding might be broken into separate parts. If you maybe have like a content aspect of your course and then a live aspect of your course and they don't end at the same time. But some things to think about when it comes to your client experience is it clear what the first steps are to your client once they join? Like, do they know where to go, like from that thank you page or from that confirmation email? Is it really easy for your client to access the content and to navigate their way through the content? Is the content presented in a way that appeals to different learners? Are they being communicated with about their progress and what the next steps are? Is it really clear how they can receive support and what the boundaries are for that support? And are they being regularly reminded of these things, like all of the above? And this is not to say that you need to like hold their hand and baby them. Of course, there is some sense of like self-responsibility when it comes to someone investing in your offer that they need to have in order to have a good experience. But it's actually so easy to set these things up in your business and within your offers that can be like pretty automated and require minimal to no manual work other than the setup. And so I think it's just so easy to do these things in order to provide a better experience to our clients, which obviously is so valuable for us as a like business owner, so that A, like we're delivering a good experience and we're in integrity, but then also so that our clients have a good experience, they're more likely to share with other people, we're more likely to have people come through referrals. Yeah, and I just think as well, like being in a really good place of integrity, knowing that we have charged people and also delivered them a really incredible experience. So obviously, these things are going to look different depending on the type of offer that you have and the price point. Obviously, like you would expect that if you're paying more for a product, you are going to have more like touch points, that sort of thing. But I think at a very basic level, like we can be thinking about these things to provide a really great experience. So that is a wrap on this episode on having a really great offer. Hopefully this sparked some thoughts for you about what you can do to tweak or improve your offer and your client experience. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.